Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we love having this guy on our program. Tom Papa, excellent, excellent stand-up comedian, actor, radio host. He does it all. And the question that everybody's asking in Omaha is Tom Papa coming to Omaha? Yes. Calm down, Omaha. Tom Papa will be there April 27th. Tom, can you talk to the people in Omaha and just settle them down?
First of all, I love you, Omaha. And I actually have to ask you, because I've never been to this new venue, the Steelhouse. I've never been there. They say it's really great. People are saying nice things. So hopefully that shows that I love you all. I don't know what more
yeah,
can
right.
I do. I
guess
I
exactly.
Can bake bread and bring it, I can bake some bread and bring it with me.
The Steelhouse is fantastic. You're going to love that. They have biscuits and gravy there every morning. And so it's just going to be a fantastic
Perfect.
Thing. April 27th. Hey, Tom, speaking of breaking bread, are you still doing that podcast? You're doing like 900 podcasts now.
Well, I've got my radio show on Sirius XM. On the Netflix channel, but I've also got my Breaking Bread with Tom Papa podcast. That's the main thrust, really. And I've been doing that for a little. We just hit 200 episodes, actually.
Oh, wow.
Where I bring in comedians or people from the food world, and we break bread. We sit and break bread and have fun conversations.
Can I just ask you about the food world a little bit? I just got back from a trip. I got a buddy that lives in Carolina Beach, North Carolina. And I don't know if this is true of all beach communities. But when you're in Carolina Beach, if you just meet someone, they can't wait.
Yeah.
Whatever they're eating or drinking, they can't wait for you to try it. And I don't know if that's just a Carolina Beach thing, or is that, have you run into that before?
Yeah, no, any place. I mean, look, I tour all over the country. I'm constantly on the road. And the main thing people want to tell you about is what they eat, what's the best thing to do, what's the best thing to eat. I think we love it so much that is the thing. You go someplace and like, oh, man, you've got to go try this place, or that place has the best martinis, or this place has the best biscuits. They can't stop. Everywhere you go, it's almost, it's funny when you mention it that way. It's like we're all running into like our grandmother, who's
right.
Well, all right, you made the trip. We'll have something to eat. Sit down. You look too skinny.
We're talking to Tom Papa here on the National Defense. Now, see, okay, there's that version, right, of you look too skinny. My dad is very famous for insulting people that are too large in our family. And he will tell you immediately, and he did this to my nephew already. He's like, it looks like you gained a little weight. Dad, don't say that. People don't want to hear that.
That's funny. My father does the same thing, but he's fat himself.
Right. But does anybody ever say, hey, you're also fat?
Yeah. No, I don't know what it is, but I think it's just confidence. He's sitting there with his pot belly, like Winnie the Pooh, and he's saying to like 22-year-olds in the family, well, you're gaining a little.
Right.
But I think because he's so confident and says it, he throws them. They don't think to say, well, what about you?
Right. Yeah. I'm talking to Tom Papa here on
Get a little chubby right there.
National Defense Network. And, oh, we just got a call from Niceville, Florida. Yes, he'll be there.
I'm coming to Niceville.
Come on.
What more can I do for you people? Do you hit D.C.? Do you have D.C. on your reach?
Let's see. We got Fairfield, Connecticut. We got New Orleans. Oh, that'll be a fun show.
Yeah. Your listeners, do we have listeners in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely.
That's where I'm going to be shooting my new Netflix special.
Absolutely, we have listeners in Washington, D.C.
Oh, man. Well, June 15th, I have two shows at the Warner Theater, and I will be recording my Netflix special. So if you want to be on Netflix,
wow,
and you live in the D.C. area, June 15th, that's your show.
And where's that going to be?
The Warner Theater.
Warner Theater. Okay.
Beautiful theater in Washington, D.C. We have two shows, one at like 7-something, one at 9-something. And the cameras will be rolling. And everything that I've done on tour leading up to that point will be recorded and the new Netflix special.
That's going to be so cool, man. That your last special was hilarious. We're talking to Tom Papa here on National Defense. And yeah, so your Sirius XM show, Come to Papa, and that's on, I think, Channel 99? Is it Channel 99?
I think so.
Or 99!
93. It's the Netflix is a joke station. It's What a Joke with Papa and Fortune. It's me and Fortune Feimster. And we do the show every day from Los Angeles.
Fortune Feimster is hilarious as well, of course. You've been on the program several times. And now you guys, so you bring on other stand-ups. Who do you like right now? I know you obviously love Fortune Feimster, but who else makes you laugh?
I really love Ryan Hamilton. He's really funny. He's a great stand-up. There's another stand-up who just had a new special come out on Netflix, Dusty Slay.
Ooh, I don't know.
Out of Nashville.
Okay.
He's super funny. Maria Bamford is always
a love her.
Anthony Jeselnik. Yeah, she's so good. She's so creative. Every time I watch her, she's so unique and she writes so great. She's really inspiring.
And you have been in some really cool movies with some big name people, Matt Damon, Paul Giamatti, Robert De Niro. How was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first movie I ever did. I was Analyze That.
Oh yeah.
I got called into the audition. I was playing this boyfriend trying to go straight after getting out of jail from being in the mafia, and he's trying to work in jobs, straight jobs, and he's working in a jewelry store, and I come in to buy my engagement ring. So anyway, I came into the audition, and I auditioned, and I got the call back. I come back for the call back, and I said, "Okay, come into that room. You're just going to read the scene. You're going to, the director will be there, and you're going to read with Bobby." And I figured Bobby was like the kid, you know, the casting kid.
Right, right.
To read the scene with you. And I walk in, and Bobby is Robert De Niro in the audition.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So I read with him, and it was like, you know, all right, just be cool. This is Robert De Niro. Not a big deal. Just get through the scene. And we start reading the scene, and he loses his way. He like, lost.
Oh, no.
Like, in the script and starts fumbling around. I went from, wow, I can't believe I'm with Robert De Niro, to I can't believe Robert De Niro's sabotaging my audition.
Oh man!
But we got through it, and I got the part. Yeah, it was
pretty
fantastic. Great.
That's fantastic. Wait, Poughkeepsie, Poughkeepsie. He'll be. Oh, Tom, such a pleasure.
Yes, great. Stop yelling, Poughkeepsie.
Right. Great to have you on, man. It's great to talk to you again. Best of luck with everything.
You too.
And have a great life.
Thanks, man. I'll see you down the road.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Mm-hmm.